The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
That's it. The greatest vocal performance of all time. Let me hear it, Matt.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by.
It truly is one of the most, probably the best vocal performance of any song. And I'm such a big Frank Sinatra fan, so forgive me. I mean, you could throw opera in there, but I'm telling you, he nailed it there. And you know, when I was on stage at Botello's at the jazz club about a week ago, yeah, and I went up and I said on stage, you know, Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics to the song as we started the intro to Summer Wind. Everybody applauded, like they got it, man, at this jazz club. Johnny Mercer, one of the great lyricists and a great talent in his own right. And just remembering Francis Albert and The Greatest Generation with Piscopo in the Morning, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:07 with Joe on the radio. I see your calls. Would you hold there, please? We love your voice this morning. Absolutely respect and appreciate you calling in at 877-970-2999. We got a lot to talk about. We got Brennan to talk about. We got Andrew Cuomo dissing the United States of America. We got what's happening in the Manafort trial. It's nonstop now, locally. And if you're listening outside the area, and I know we have so many people that listen to AM970Answer.com, we had another correction officer at the Rikers Island attacked, and it's inexcusable. And Elias Huzamadin is the president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. And we are pro-law enforcement on this program. We are pro-military on this program, and we make no apologies for that. And when you put a corrections officer in harm's way, the way they're doing it at Rikers Island, it is nothing short of inexcusable. Elias, welcome back to the show, sir. Sorry about what's going on over there at Rikers. Give us a breakdown, if you'd be so kind.
Hey, Joe, welcome back, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
What went on yesterday, I have a 23-year-old New York City correction officer who was attacked by a gang called the Bloods. And remember, Joe, it's one correction officer to every 50 inmates. And they got upset again because the officer was doing his job, and they decided to attack him, and they ended up cutting him across his forehead. He ended up getting 9 stitches across his forehead. And I was just on your show last week with Bernie and them because of another correction officer.
Yeah.
And honestly, Joe, right now, the officers are angry. They're upset. And they feel like the mayor at City Hall and the city council and honestly, even the governor of the state of New York, because there's a bill sitting on his desk. A scanner bill that allow us to catch or get the weapons that we can't detect through the metal detector, and it's sitting on his desk, and it's been sitting there for weeks. And we need the public, Joe. We need your listeners to call the mayor at City Hall and tell him that he has to bring back gender segregation for all inmates, yeah, regardless of their age, when they're violent, that he has to bring back the disciplinary sanctions that we once had. That helped us control the violence. This is the 10th correction officer since he's been mayor.
Wow.
Who's been cut or stabbed.
Wow.
And the inmates feel emboldened emboldened because nothing happens. Because of the mayor's policy and because we have a commissioner who is totally out of her league, her and her entire staff, they know nothing about running a jail. And the mayor is the biggest inmate advocate that we've seen. The mayor's just not pro.
Yeah, but that's a great point. Elias, that's a great point that you make. They are inmate advocates. And because if you say you need to keep law and order within the jails, oh, my gosh, now you're racist, now you're bad, now you're anti-inmates. Look, what did these people do to get there, for crying out loud? Does anybody consider that, Elias?
No, they don't. The inmate that cut the officer across his ear was in jail for murder. The inmate that assaulted the officer the other last week in Brooklyn House is in jail for murder. And basically, the mayor wants nothing to be done to them. Now, listen, Joe, this is what they say, because they got this cookie-cutter thing.
Yeah.
The inmate will be rearrested. Of course he's going to be rearrested. He committed a crime.
Yeah.
That's not it. It's not it. You have nothing to do with rearresting him. But you have everything to do with nothing being done to protect the correction officer. You have everything to do with correction officers not being able to segregate this inmate. And he has everything to do. Joe, they house all of the inmates according to their gang affiliation. So this officer that got stabbed and jumped yesterday was one correction officer in a housing unit with 50 blood inmates.
Oh my God.
What in the world do you think that correction officer is going to be able to do? And this is all policies of Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Yeah. And, well, you know, Elizabeth Warren now is saying the criminal justice system is racist, Elias. It's racist. Why don't they just.
I know.
Are you tired of hearing rhetoric like that?
I'm tired of it. Like, for instance, the mayor's talking about bringing the inmate population down to 5,000. Yesterday, he had a meeting about building borough facilities, just moving it from one. Let me tell you something, Joe, and this is what New Yorkers better be clear on. In order to get the population down to 5,000, they're going to have to release these people. And they're already doing their bail reform and all this other stuff. And I don't know if you remember, the EMS worker who was murdered was murdered by somebody who was released from jail, a violent inmate was released. The woman in Staten Island that got beat to death was beat to death by an inmate, a violent inmate, who was released from Rikers Island. So he's looking to release these people back into New York. And this is not a scare tactic. This is a freaking reality.
I know.
Today I'm having a rally at City Hall.
Yes, sir.
And I'm asking for people to come out and support that and help us take this message to the mayor, to the speaker, the council, to the governor, and to everybody that correction officers need to be protected like every other law enforcement officer in the city of New York.
Yeah, it's a great fight. Noon, City Hall. Elias Husamuddin will be there, president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Before we let you go, Elias, if I may, your reaction to your predecessor being convicted yesterday?
I don't really have a reaction, Joe. He got his, in court. You know, I'm sure he's going to file an appeal, but I don't really have a reaction. I'm so concerned and focused about the officer that just got the 9 stitches and the officer that got beat unconscious that he's not even, he's not really an issue right now.
Yeah, I hear you. How's the officer doing? How's the officer doing that just got the stitches? So did you get?
He's doing all right. He's joining us at the rally.
Wow.
Joe, he's a 23-year-old good young man that, took the test and agreed to serve the city. And here we have a mayor and we have a city council and we have legislators who are not doing their job. And like Joe Borelli always say, we have a legal obligation. These are the words of Joe Borelli, that the city has a legal obligation to protect inmates, but they have a moral obligation to protect correction officers, and they're failing on their moral obligation.
Did Mayor de Blasio call this officer or visit him at the hospital?
The mayor didn't visit him. The mayor didn't call him. The commissioner didn't visit him. The commissioner tried to call him on the phone, but she was right in her office, maybe 10 minutes from the hospital. Ugh. The chief of the department did not show up. No, they don't care.
Yeah. Elias.
They care about inmates.
All right, noon, and Elias Huzamuddin, God bless you. Godspeed, Elias. We're feeling for you, man, and you're welcome here anytime, my friend.
Thank you very much, brother.
All right, thank you, man. Elias Huzamuddin, president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. That is tough. You can't. There's no argument there. He just has no support. He has no support from the politicians. So you could show up at noon at City Hall with Elias and the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Can I go to a couple calls? 9:15 right now with Joe on the radio. James in Brooklyn. Good morning, James. What are you thinking this morning?
Hi, about the Catholic Church scandal.
Yes, sir.
I agree that there should be Catholic priests should be able to marry before they're ordained. That's the way it goes. It has to happen before ordination to the priesthood. Because I tell you, the situation is this. 80% of these sex abuse cases involve priests having sex with 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-old boys. That's 80% of them. 20% is under 14, and this is gay homosexual sex. The media won't mention the homosexual aspect of it because the media promotes homosexuality. What? So they don't want to know that this crisis in the Catholic Church is almost totally on the hands of gay men who hide their gayness
well,
by joining the priest.
James, I hear the criticism, and unfortunately, a lot of people feel like that. But it's not, I don't know that it's that, and I don't want the homosexual community to be attacked because I am a proponent of the homosexual community. I don't want to hear the bashing of anybody because of a choice that they make or how they were born or how God made them. I don't want anybody attacked in that regard because that is their business, and we should respect and love them for that. But this is some kind of deviant activity, some deviant when you go after youth to the degree that some of these priests did. And it pains me as a Catholic to even talk about it. They didn't even talk about it. And I can tell you right now, most of the priests, most of the bishops, and someone like Cardinal Dolan, stellar Cardinal Dolan, who should be Pope in my opinion, it pains us to even be able to talk about, have to talk about this, but we do. But I don't know that you could blame one sexuality because it's beyond anything like that. This is a deviant nature, and it's just tough to talk about. But you know, when James brings it up, Frankie, I know a lot of people feel that way. I just don't want to see, you know, any one group vilified. This is something that's so deviant you can't even put it into a category.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't. I mean, obviously, they're all men, so it's very rare you're going to have a woman assaulting a young boy as a priest because there are no women priests. I think his point is absolutely fallacious. You know, it's absolutely.
It's a good point, though. You should have women priests, and maybe one of the problems. I mean, that's being very basic.
Yeah, no. I look again. The Episcopal Church has women priests, and
the Episcopal Church
has gay priests.
Yeah,
and
are we going to lose you? Are we losing you to the?
With the Episcopal Church, there's no kind of ceremony that you have to go to become Episcopalian. You just go to church. You know, so there's no kind of losing anybody. They'll take anybody that wants to
like
go. That's what's so nice about it is they'll take anybody who wants to go to church.
And I have to tell you, when I got the divorce, the marriage annulled, you had to get it. Oh gosh! And I know if you've gone through an annulment. If you're hearing me going through an annulment, that is like, oh my gosh, you have to go through a ritual and yes, a tribunal. Just the word tribunal is scary, right? And you have to go and you have to get letters and you have to go after family members to ask to write on your behalf. Getting an annulment from the marriage.
Well, it also, more often than not, I think it leads to people lying about the reasons for the separation.
And leaving the church.
Yeah. No, like, for instance, you're going to be with Mayor Giuliani tonight. He had his first marriage annulled because he was married to his cousin. He knew it was his cousin. In order to get it annulled, they claimed that they thought that they were second cousins, not first cousins. Wow. So, I mean, obviously they knew they were not second cousins when they saw that they got married and everyone was related to another. So, I mean, there's no way. I mean, that happens all the time.
Well, having said that about the Catholic Church, we still stand fast as God-fearing folks who I'm very proud to be a Catholic. I believe in it. I believe in Christ. And I can't stand when we have to go off on this. And I don't know. I thought we were through all this. Through this, and then you see the Attorney General.
Well, a lot of this is old.
Just to criticize myself, it's never over for the victim, ever.
Right.
Over for
right.
the victim.
So you're exactly right.
You got a feel for that. 919 right now. Let me go to Charlie real quick. Hey, Charlie, what are you doing this morning, buddy? How are you?
Say, Joe, who wrote Hey, Jip?
Hey, Jip. Hey, don't tell me Donovan wrote that song.
Donovan wrote
no!
it? Name
no!
of your band?
No! He
Sung
wrote...
by Eric Burton and the Animals.
No, you're right, because Hey, Jip, Leach is on it. When I see in parentheses on the record, it says Leach. That's Donovan Leach wrote
Donovan
Hey, Jip.
Donovan does a great version. Now, did you know that your intern, Celia, used to be a lifeguard?
No. Only you would know that, Professor. No, I did not know that.
Surf's up, Joe.
She
now
could...
Giuliani to watch out for SpongeBob Mueller.
I will. Celia, you can save me anytime. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Piscopo in the morning. You do not want to miss Michael Goodwin coming up momentarily. Ah, this is the perfect morning to have the brilliance of Michael Goodwin, senior political columnist for the New York Post. All around great guy, but he is just so brilliant in his take on everything political. And boy, you don't want to miss that this morning. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. And you're always welcome to call at 877-970-2999. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Ms. Duhame. How are you?
Great job with Fox Business. That was fun.
Oh, wasn't that fun? Neil's he's the best. He just goes with the flow. He's got that great team around him.
Uh-huh.
And it was so great to hear James from the Wall Street Journal, James Freeman, talk about how Frank Sinatra's voice dropped in later years. Now you're talking my wheelhouse.
Yeah,
Debbie, you know?
Really? Talking your language.
I love it. I love
great.
It. And Marie Harf was there and Lindsay Bell. And
right.
Thanks to Neil Cavuto. And Maria, that's Maria Bartiromo's show. Neil, working overtime. Mm-hmm. And as you always do, Debbie Duhame, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning on AM 970 The Answer?
Well, Joe, everybody on the way to work right now, you're stuck in some delays if you're heading to the J and the Z train because of signal problems. Also, the Hudson line of Metro North. Watch out. It looks like you're seeing about a 10-minute delay there. 80 West exit 61 out through Elmwood Park. Left lane construction. Major problems on 78 right now, Joe. 78 eastbound exit 43 in Berkeley Heights. It's an accident blocking two lanes, but all lanes subject to closure. Jackknife tractor trailer and a car collided. It looks like you're seeing a lot of activity here on 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 43 in Berkeley Heights with that problem. Westbound is also heavy with rubbernecking delays, so watch for slowdowns. 84 west, exit 21, an accident just about cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 91. Tomorrow afternoon, expect some thunderstorms with a high tomorrow of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains the new religion in America.
All the isms, social activism, Marxism, socialism, humanism, environmentalism, feminism, they're all isms. They are all religions. They fill the vacuum that past beliefs had. The obvious one being, for most Americans, Christianity.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen every Saturday morning at 6 to Women in the Loop, where you'll learn what it takes to be a successful woman in today's world. Host Erica Lupo, founder, president, and CEO of Acting Apart and AAP Franchising, will speak with a variety of women who are making a difference. Women who've broken the glass ceiling. That's Women in the Loop with Erica Lupo, Saturday mornings at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
I got the
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
AM 970 The Answer is excited to announce the Book of the Month giveaway from Regnery Publishing. This month's book is The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President by Sean Spicer. In The Briefing, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer reveals the truth behind some of the biggest news stories of our time and offers a glimpse into what it's like to stand at the Press Secretary's podium. Enter to win a copy of Sean Spicer's The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Oh, yes.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Because constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut that I could take.
That's John. That's John and Danny. That's the Blues Brothers. Good choice, Matt. Thank you. Piscopo in the morning. We're rocking through this morning, 925 with Jersey Joe and Frankie Five Burrows. Michael Goodwin is a senior political columnist for the New York Post. Just a brilliant, brilliant man. Always honored and privileged to have Michael on the show. Michael, welcome back. How are you this morning, my friend?
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Not enough to talk about this morning, Michael Goodwin.
No. You know, whatever happened to news, right? Where did it go?
Oh, man. I swear to you, sometimes I want to come on the air, and maybe you, before you write one of your brilliant columns, Michael, you sit there before a blank screen, you go, oh, there's nothing to write. It doesn't stop. I don't know if it's the president or what it is. Give us your take on Governor Cuomo this morning, if you would, Mr. Goodwin. Unbelievable.
Well, look, I think the governor clearly recognized pretty quickly that he made a huge mistake. And so he put out a press release trying to explain. But there's an old line in politics, when you're explaining, you're losing. So I think that it was a big goof. And look, it's the kind of thing that I'm sure he didn't intend to say. But at the same time, it is revealing that this is something he believes. And a reader of mine wrote to me saying, so Cuomo is basically then decrying his whole family's history, his
exactly.
immigrant grandparents.
Exactly.
He's calling them racist, too. I mean, this idea that he's trying to slice it and dice it for political purposes, but what it reveals is a kind of mindset that, is that really what you see in America? Is that how you feel about this country? Because a lot of people on the left do feel that way. They do hate America. They hate the American story. They find it vile. They find it oppressive. And so when you go down that road of trying to please them and trying to show them that you're with them, that you don't like the past, you find it so flawed,
yes,
that it is unworthy of any kind of praise or any kind of great, the idea that it was great, I think you box yourself in.
So it's not my imagination, Michael Goodwin, that I'm feeling that the progressive socialists do not like the United States of America.
You know, look, I think they like the fact that they can say and do. They like the consumer products. They make use of all the social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of that is great. I'm reminded of the Occupy Wall Street rabble when they were down in lower Manhattan
yeah.
and setting up camp and defecating on the streets yeah. and everything, and holding up their iPhones and iPads to denounce capitalism. And I wrote at the time, you know, it's as though they think Steve Jobs made every iPhone individually in a garage, you know, on his knees with a screwdriver. They have no idea how the capital markets work, how mass products are produced, and why they are produced. I mean, the total ignorance of the system that they enjoy, and that they take what they want from it while condemning the whole thing. I mean, it's illogical. It makes no sense. It is a totally destructive view. And Andrew Cuomo wandered into that camp yesterday.
Yeah, it's so true. Michael, you had a terrific column this week about how vibrant New York City's economy is. Does the president deserve credit for this, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think what the president did with the tax cuts and the deregulation, all of the tax cuts for businesses as well as individuals, all of this unleashes people's confidence in the system. You know, you know, Joe, you walk in a neighborhood that, let's say, is changing, getting more investment. Every homeowner who plants a tree or paints a house, or an entrepreneur who opens a bodega, or some other service, a dry cleaner, a fruit stand, all of these are expressions of confidence in the future. You believe that you are risking something, your money that you have earned, you are risking it on the belief that it will lead to something greater, that you're putting your money to work, but you're risking it. And so when we see a neighborhood changing, when we see new construction even, it is a sign that people have faith in the future.
Yeah,
And that's what we're seeing across the country.
And we've heard so much about how Donald Trump's style and policies are diminishing America's standing abroad, Michael Goodwin. But you had a great column in which you say that President Trump's foreign policy is actually enhancing America's standing abroad. Yes?
Yes. But I think a lot of people, Joe, have misinterpreted that headline and the column to say, and they write to me and say, well, polls show that the Europeans don't like us so much.
Yeah.
And, well, of course not. Donald Trump is taking away the punch bowl.
Yeah.
He's telling them, you have to stand on your own.
Yeah.
We're not going to – our taxpayers and our soldiers are not going to defend you if your taxpayers and your soldiers won't contribute. And that's the NATO argument. What NATO was designed to protect Europe from Russia. Why should America be paying 22% of the cost when there are 28 other members?
Yeah.
Why is Germany effectively ceding its protection to the United States? So, of course, the Germans don't like it when Trump says that, because it means they're going to have to maybe give up some of their welfare. Maybe instead of 6 weeks vacation, they'll get five, so that money can go to pay for their own defense. Of course they're not going to like it when he scolds them over their trade deals, which were lopsided in their favor. So I don't expect the Europeans to like it. These deals are good for them.
Yeah.
Trump is saying, but they're bad for America, and I am putting Americans first. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't put your own country first. Why not? Germany's putting its country first. France is putting its country first. Why can't America? That's the pushback he's getting. That's the nonsense that the world has become used to. So, of course, they don't like it.
Yeah. I'm dying to hear your take on the Brennan situation. I loved it. As soon as the security was pulled from this former CIA director, I said yes, because this guy, he seems to me, and I got a couple more questions, Michael, if you could stay with us, because I love your take on everything. What is Brennan hiding, and do you agree with the president's decision to pull the security from this guy?
Look, I do, and I think actually it's a good experience, a good practice to start going forward with everybody. Once you're out of government service, you should not have security clearance, so that you know everything. Now, there are so many levels of security clearance. You know, someone like Brennan, I mean, you might forget Brennan the person, but generations of these people, you might want to keep them at some minimal level so that, you know, they can be consultants to the government, so the government can call them in. I mean, there are advisory boards, that sort of thing. Mike Pompeo, when he became Secretary of State, talked to all the living previous secretaries of state, including Hillary Clinton, Madeleine Albright, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and sought some advice as to what they would do. Well, they would need some basis of current knowledge, I think, to give him relevant advice. But Brennan, I think, in his own way, is a peculiar case. Brennan, Susan Rice, the whole Obama apparatchiks, they, it looks to me, and I think to the president, violated many of their oaths by using that information for political purposes. They used what they gleaned Amen. From their security clearances for political purposes during their time in office and after it. And I think they ought to be, there ought to be consequences for that, and I hope that Brennan in particular, who I think is nothing but a partisan, a mean-spirited partisan. He's the kind of guy standing outside throwing rocks at your window at midnight.
It's so true, and the Manafort trial, man. I mean, I wonder if there's any chance that this jury just goes, no, we see nothing. It was a witch hunt, and we got nothing. Despite what Manafort did in his private life, it has nothing to do with Russian collusion. You think the jury will go along those lines, Michael?
Look, I think probably not. I think the jury will. And it should. It should stick to the case before it. For that reason, for example, when death penalty cases, you generally have a separate jury that decides whether it's a death penalty, because you don't want the jurors, and that's why the judge gives the sentence, because you don't want the jurors to get into, well, what are the consequences if we find him guilty? It's simply, here is the case before you, here is the law, here's the evidence you have been presented with. Do you find the defendant guilty on count number one, count number two? I think if they start playing politics with the verdict, I think that's what we would call a runaway jury or jury nullification.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
using some larger yeah. issue to yeah. rule on the case at hand. I don't think, as a general practice, we want that in our judicial system.
And Michael, before we let you go, Michael Goodwin, the brilliant Michael Goodwin, senior political columnist for the New York Post, with Piscopo in the morning at 9:36. Always appreciate your valuable time, Michael. On Jeff Sessions, is there, and this is, and again, forgive me if I come from left field, but the president always has a concerted effort. Before he puts a tweet out, before he says anything, before he does it, I know he's a step ahead of, I think, a lot of us, I think, and you may disagree. I think he just is ahead of us. With Jeff Sessions, does he talk to Jeff Sessions? This is kind of far out there, Michael, so forgive me. Does he talk to Sessions and go, look, I'm going to really have to bash you, you know, in social media, man, but keep doing what you're doing? Is he using Sessions in some way that we don't know about, Michael, that's a little under the radar?
You know, Joe, I have not thought of it in that way, and so I would suspect the answer is no, because I think the president is truly feels betrayed by Sessions and feels burned by Sessions accepting the job and then effectively immediately recusing himself and not giving the president a chance to put somebody else in there. I mean, it has turned out to be a huge consequential decision by Sessions to recuse himself. And he may be right, Sessions, that the Justice Department regulations required it because he participated so actively in the campaign, he could not then be fair in his the appearance of fairness would not exist if he were involved in prosecuting anything that came out of the campaign. So fine, if that's the rule, then you should not have taken the job. This is an example where the president, being an outsider, had no awareness of these kinds of rules. Yeah. He didn't understand this because he has had no experience in government. That's why the duty fell to Sessions, who did know these things, to say to him, get somebody who will not have to recuse himself for all of these issues. Because don't forget, it was clear this stuff was not going to go away. There was already the Inspector General investigation into Hillary Clinton. There was already an investigation into the Trump campaign. So it was clear that this issue was not going to die with the election. So I believe the president is not only feels betrayed and burned by Sessions, I believe that is that is legitimate. I think he has a right to feel that way. I think Sessions has in many ways screwed up much of the Trump agenda, and he will not leave. And he simply won't resign, and the president, I think, has tried to drive him out, and Sessions is like a, you know, a kind of warthog. He's just sitting there. He's not going anywhere.
He's like Forrest Gump, man. Keeps running like that. But what? But and the president won't fire. Well, do you see the president firing Sessions?
I think he's wanted to, but he has been warned by members of Congress that he will not get, they will not confirm, Republicans have told him, we will not confirm another attorney general for you.
Got
so you're stuck with him. Because don't forget, Sessions was a senator, and he has friends in there. But I think a lot of them now have come to see that as the Mueller investigation goes on and on and on, and Rod Rosenstein thumbs his nose at Congress, a lot of members of Congress are now furious at Rosenstein, too. But they are also now stuck with Sessions, and they're not happy about it.
Michael Goodman, always appreciate your time. Please come back soon, Michael, and thank you, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Michael Goodman, senior political columnist for the New York Post. Please Google Michael Goodman, Google the New York Post, and you're going to see some brilliant writing. A true journalist in the 21st century, Michael Goodman. Biscopo in the morning. Whoa, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:40. Frankie Five Boroughs dutifully standing by with the headline news for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
83 degrees at 9:40. I'm Frank Marano with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a hearing today in Trenton over New Jersey's transit woes. Lawmakers are expected to grill top transit officials on what seems like daily last-minute train cancellations and lots of delays over the last few weeks. Governor Murphy and transit officials blame the Christie administration for a lack of engineers and the installation of positive train control. Transit may soon have some more riders because some drivers who use the Lincoln Tunnel say they will try out NJ Transit with the major 495 construction project starting. And President Trump is now weighing in on some controversial comments Governor Cuomo made yesterday about the greatness of America. Speaking at a bill signing event in New York City, Cuomo said, quote, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great." A spokesman for the president issued a statement saying Cuomo was never more wrong about America, and Trump tweeted Cuomo was having a total meltdown. If you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer. Hello there, Debbie.
Hello to you, Frank. Thank you so much. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here as you head to 84 eastbound at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Watch for some ongoing road work there. Inbound GWB moving along okay. If you're taking a ride to the inbound Lincoln, that's 10. Holland's still 20 minutes getting into town. Problems on 78. 78 eastbound, exit 43, Berkeley Heights. Accident blocking two lanes, but all lanes subject to closure. That's an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer and a car. Looks like a fuel spill involved with that one as well. Westbound, very busy with rubbernecking, trying to get through that area. Traffic is moving slowly on the westbound BQE right past the RFK Bridge. We're getting reports of an accident as well. Looks like it's coming off the RFK Bridge into Queens. So do watch out for some delays heading through that area as well. This report brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 9:44. What a morning. It's been a whirlwind, and we appreciate you staying with us. Can I tell you about Rawlings? Rawlings Heart of the Hide Gloves for over 60 years. Rawlings Heart of the Hide Gloves have been a staple in the game of baseball. You know, many of the top players, including perennial Rawlings Gold Glove Award winners like Nolan Arenado and Manny Machado and Yadier Molina, rely on Rawlings top quality leather every time they step on the diamond. You know, I always buy Rawlings for my kids. I go to Modell's, I buy Rawlings. They have a great display of Rawlings at Modell's, right? Now, traditional Heart of the Hide leather can oftentimes be harder for a young athlete to break in, but now Rawlings is offering a new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go and sure to take the youth market by storm. How many times do you buy a glove, it's not broken in? You do the rubber band, you do the microwave, you put the oil in, you drive over it, right? Put it in the oven. I mean, it's so many. No. This R2G series Heart of the High glove from Rawlings has a 25% more factory break-in. Game ready off the shelf. You've got to try it. Please check out Rawlings.com for the new Heart of the High R2G series of gloves. In addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and leather goods, Rawlings, the true mark of a pro.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
You know, love you.
This Hey Jip?
No one.
It's Eric Burden.
The one above you, baby.
Yo, this is, where'd you get this recording? This is an esoteric recording.
Right, live 1967.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Burden was with the Animals. Probably had the greatest blues voice out of anybody. And they imitated all the black blues artists from Chicago, from down south to Chicago, that came into the scene. The British invasion came. Their music was from the black blues artists of the United States. That's how I learned about the blues in America, from these English guys. Eric is brilliant. And Donovan wrote this song called Hey Jip, one of my favorite songs. Thank you. Back to the 60s for a second. 9:46, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. I have to tell you, Frankie, too. People criticize when I stand fast and I'm a proponent of the gay community and have no animus toward anybody who is homosexual and embrace them there but for the grace of God go all of us. What did the Pope Francis even said? Who am I to judge? Really, who are you to judge? So I say that gay marriage, let's not bog ourselves down with all of that. But there are the arch right, I guess, there are these diehard Catholics. I see some of these on Twitter that they just think, oh, you're not a good Catholic yet. Now I got to go to confession because I don't condemn the gay community. I mean, really. And then they say fascist Frank, too. Now, I don't know how you got thrown into the mix.
What did I do? My goodness.
Frank said, what did I do?
That's just Frank.
I don't know. We're getting yelled at, Frankie. Who are you to judge? And if you're in a glass house, don't throw stones. The people that are against all of that and go against all of that and have to, you have to go exactly interpret the Bible, exactly what the Bible says. I'm telling you, they're hiding something. They're, you know what I'm saying? People in glass houses should not throw stones.
You know, the people love to be judgmental. Jesus would never meet their standard
Thank
of
you.
What's acceptable
Thank
public
you.
Conduct.
Thank you.
Walking around with long hair, you know, unkempt, hanging around with prostitutes, homeless people, and lepers. They would
washing feet.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, oh Lord Almighty, please. Everybody's got to relax, and we got to accept everybody. And I understand. I mean, I just don't understand when if it's going to harm us. If somebody comes from another country, they might have come in here rather than learning the laws and the language of the United States. They say you have to adopt my laws and or we're going to kill you. There I have a problem with, Frankie. You come in, you say, I want to that severity of a religion right there in some of the tweets that we are seeing is not dissimilar to people who just come in and say, you got to live my way or we're going to kill you because my spiritual Bible says I have to kill you. That's as bad as it's very similar. And then I think that's a good analogy. 949. Let me go to Gail in Manhattan. We're fired up this morning. Gail, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Frank. I mean, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Joe, I have a problem with calling the priests gay. These priests are having sex with young children. So that means that they're pedophiles. They're not gay.
Thank you. That's the point we were trying
to make. You know, and that's the issue that we need to address.
Yeah,
the
thank
pedophile.
You. That's right.
Not, you know, if I'm gay, I have sex with other men or other women, you know, that are adults.
Yeah.
But when I walk around and I'm going after a 7-year-old or a 10-year-old, whether I'm in the public school system
yeah.
or, you know, in the archdiocese or the Baptist church, I'm a pedophile. I'm not... You know, I can't say that I'm gay.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to say, and thank you. But folks, they take the Bible maybe a little too literally, and if that's wrong, then I'm wrong. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 with Joe Piscopo and Frankie Five, fascist Frank. they go, Frankie looked at me like a little kid and go, what did I do? I don't know, Frank. People just like to complain, I guess.
I do enough wrong on my own. I don't need to get blamed for other stuff.
Goodness. You didn't see the look on his face, Debbie. What?
Frankie Five Fascist.
Frankie Five Fascist.
I don't think so.
Frankie and Mussolini, like they were together, I tell you. Oh, you can't. Deb, how you doing this morning, my dear?
I'm doing great, guys. But boy, Joe, we have major problems on 78. So, Joe, avoid it. I know it's your territory, but 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 43 in Berkeley Heights. That's an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer. A lot of emergency activity out here on 78 eastbound through Berkeley Heights. Westbound is very busy with rubbernecking as well. Let's see what else is happening this morning. As you head to 80 westbound out through Elmwood Park and in toward Patterson, construction slowing everybody down. Inbound GWB looks okay. Heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, looks like a minor delay now. Holland Tunnel is moving along smoothly as well. Let's take it over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, still moving slowly into town. Over on the westbound side of the BQE, some volume as you get down toward Meeker Morgan. Over at the RFK Bridge into Queens, a collision in the Jackie Robinson. It's construction westbound by Metropolitan Avenue. One lane remains blocked. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh believes our justice system has failed.
These jihadists at this makeshift compound in New Mexico, they were training to commit acts of terror. Judge Sarah Backus, she allowed them to post a bond and go free.
I don't know how you respond to that.
These four Muslim jihadists should be locked up. They should never see the light of day.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know that a recent politician once asked, I've wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan, of course. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles still matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their services with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Now, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to MikeConnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today, hot and humid this afternoon with a high of 92, though it will feel close to 100. Partly cloudy, warm and sticky tonight, low 77 in Midtown, near 70 in some northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, very warm and humid with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm around in the afternoon, the high 88. For Saturday, mostly cloudy and muggy with a shower or thunderstorm left over, high 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you. And then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine.
This magic moment, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Rumor has it, Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka's in for Mike Gallagher today. Is that what
we're waiting confirmation.
All right, we'll see. We love Dr. Gorka.
So
love
Dr. Gorka or Sam Malone.
Yeah, all right.
Both of whom do a great job.
They sure do. And we miss Mike. Mike is in Hawaii with Larry Elder and Mr. Boyce on a Salem Media trip. Did you get the invite to Hawaii,
no.
Frankie? No, me neither.
No.
Well, you know, I'm a bad Catholic and you're a fascist, so why would they invite? Why would they invite us? This magic moment, we are in the magic moment. This is our time. Embrace it. Don't fight amongst ourselves, man. Embrace it. Be proud of the country. I was down in Biloxi, Mississippi, and they pulled me over, man, and they said, Joe, one guy says to me, Joe, I appreciate your politics, man. You're everything that we believe in. Like that. You are what America believes in. And, you know, I looked at this gentleman, you know what I said? I said, this is our time. And, you know, you believe that. This is our time. And they're going to try to tear us down. They're going to try to take the eye off the ball of you being nice to me and me being nice to you and we accepting everybody and not being racist, sexist, or out of the box crazy. No, man, we got to join together now. This is our time. Embrace it. And now let's build on it. Let me grab Margo real quick on the line, Matt, if I may. Good morning, Margo. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi there, Joe. I just wanted to say that people have forgotten that Governor Andrew Cuomo said fairly recently, anybody basically, I can't quote him, but this is the main idea, anybody who disagrees with his policies is not welcome in the state. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
You're not
yes.
welcome in this
yes.
state. He made that statement. You wonder why people are moving out of the state, not only because of his policies of high taxation, et cetera, et cetera, but also the disrespect for the voter, for the people who actually live and contribute every day to New York State.
You're right. Well said. Well said, Margo. And Margo, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your astute comments. That is right on the money.
And it is Sam Malone filling in for Mike.
Sam coming and sitting in. So I don't want to go against, you know, like I said, we should embrace, even when someone disagrees, like what Andrew Cuomo said, saying that America never was great. That just, it seared my heart. Because Andrew's mom, Matilda, is a beautiful person. Mario, I know, he was too liberal, but he was magnificent in his approach to helping the less fortunate, you know. And that's when I was in the Democratic Party. Wow, the Democrats care about those less fortunate and want to help the working person, you know. That ain't the case anymore. And to see Andrew say something that derogatory, it's inexcusable. We have been great. We help others. You and I, what do we do every day? Margo to Margo's point. You get up, you pay your taxes, you take care of your kids, your grandkids, you move on to the next day. We love everybody. And yes, I'm going to go to church. And yes, I'm going to pray to God. And yes, I'm going to accept everyone. Because who am I to judge? And when we're told and lectured and that people got to, in a professorial tone, tell us how we feel, I'm not going to accept that. And I will fight for our dignity and the sovereignty of the United States of America. Be proud to be an American. God bless America. And God bless you. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Now, I'm waiting for Al to do the news. 9:59, 83 degrees. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. The mayor's office says they're working hard on developing plans for the new community-based jails to replace Rikers Island. Thank you, Debbie. They say the sites under consideration are Concord Avenue in the Bronx, Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, Center Street in Manhattan, and 82nd Avenue in Queens. They note they will have better waiting rooms, lobbies, and visiting areas and help prisoners connect with the courts and other services to reduce the chances of them committing crimes again. Community meetings are slated in neighborhoods that will have new jails to ease people worried about their safety. And finally, former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence the president's critics, making those comments in a New York Times op-ed today. You now know what's going on. I'm Frank Moreno on AM 970.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.